What's up, guys? Anton here from DropshipLifestyle.com, and in today's video, we're going to be talking about 13 highly effective ways to drive traffic to your dropshipping store. Now, some people will say that 13 is an unlucky number, but I believe luck is largely influenced by the actions that we take, and the action that we're taking today is learning how to implement these 13 methods so that you can get better results from your dropshipping business. So as per usual, I've created a keynote presentation. If you're watching the video version of this, I'll be able to take you through it. If you're listening to the audio, don't worry, I don't get too technical here. You should still get tons of value from this if you're listening at the gym or out on a run. So we all start at the same place when we launch a new dropshipping store. That is with a store loaded up, hopefully with quality suppliers that have quality products that our customers actually want. But then the store is built, it looks good, and we do what? We wait for visitors? No, we proactively go out there and we implement these traffic methods so that people can find us, buy from us, and ultimately lead to us having a successful business. So the first traffic source that I highly encourage every single person watching this to implement is, you probably guessed it, Google Shopping Ads. Now, Google Shopping Ads are set up by creating a Google Merchant Center account, by linking your Shopify store to that Google Merchant Center account, and then by creating a Google Shopping campaign inside of Google Ads that is linked to your Google Merchant Center so that you can show up in search results with your products. Now, not just anywhere in search results, but right at the top, even on the first page results from a Google search. This is a very powerful way to get extremely targeted traffic that converts extremely well. This is something that every single e-commerce store owner should be using, as long as you're not selling something in a prohibited category by Google. And if you are, honestly, a lot of these traffic methods probably won't work for you, but you're also probably not watching this video. Second traffic source that I would encourage everybody to use for their dropshipping store are what is known as Google product listings. Now, these are extremely similar to Google Shopping Ads, except these are free. Now, these appear in the Google Shopping tab under the first row of Google Shopping Ads. So these are all free, and they're things that people will see when they're on Google Shopping looking for a specific product. Again, there's no reason not to be here because it costs you $0. All you need to do, once again, is set up a Google Merchant Center account, link your Shopify store to that Google Merchant Center account, and then enable Google product listings so that you can start appearing there and getting more targeted traffic for the grand total of $0. Third traffic source that every dropshipper should be using is organic traffic from Google. Think of this as SEO. Now, this is something where you're going to hear different opinions when it comes to getting traffic organically. Obviously, everybody would love it, but some people think if they want organic traffic, they have to go after the most competitive keywords in their industry. For example, I'm at a stand-up desk right now. If I was selling stand-up desks, one might think you should try to rank organically for free for the keyword stand-up desks. Now, yeah, that might be great, but the thing is, to get there in the ranking for a competitive niche keyword like that, it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of money and most likely a lot of patience. And at the end of the day, when you eventually rise to the top for a keyword like that, what you're going to find, this is from personal experience, is that you get a ton of traffic, but that traffic isn't really ready to buy because they're searching for these high-level niche keywords and they don't really know what they want to buy yet. So instead, what I recommend you focus on are the keyword searches that are most likely to lead to direct sales. They're less competitive and they also convert at a higher rate. So the type of traffic you want to rank for organically includes things like the brand names you sell for, the specific products that you sell, and things like the SKU numbers or unique product identifiers for those products. Now, if you want to know more about how to get organic traffic and you're a member of my coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint, I have about a 2.5 hour training on it in module 6, which I will link to below this lesson. Fourth traffic method that I think every dropshipper should be using are search text ads. Now, search text ads are what appear when you go on Google and search for anything and then see that sponsored ad section at the top of the search results. Now, these you have to be careful with because there's ways to use them profitably and there's ways to lose money with them. A way to lose money with them would be, let's say you ran a dropshipping store again selling stand-up desks and you bid on the keyword standing desk. Again, you'll get traffic, but those aren't people ready to buy. So the approach I recommend for people just getting started with search text ads is going into your Google Shopping campaign results in Google Ads, seeing which keywords and which products are selling, and then creating search text ads for those same products. Now, when somebody searches for them on Google, you will get two results in the first page. One of them will be your Google Shopping ad, and the other will be the Google Search Text ad. Now, if your SEO is already kicking in and you're getting good results from Google Organic, you can get a third spot by having that organic listing as well. Fifth traffic source that I recommend everybody use that is dropshipping is Bing Shopping. Now you might be thinking, Anton, no one uses Bing. That's not entirely true. There is a lot less volume there than on Google, but there still is an audience and there still are people using Bing. And all you have to do to create a Bing Shopping account is transfer over all of your settings from Google into Bing. Microsoft basically copied the whole entire user interface from Google, so it's extremely easy to set up once you have Google dialed in. And all you need to do is lower your budget to about 20% of what it is you spend on Google, and it'll be a great additional way to get traffic to your dropshipping store. Now guys, before we move on to the sixth traffic source for dropshipping stores, do me a favor as always, let me know if you're getting value. If you are and you're watching the video version of this, please leave a like and leave a comment below letting me know you're getting value. You could just type the word value. And if you're listening to the audio version, do me a favor and leave a review either on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. It means a lot and I read them all. Okay, back to today's episode. And the sixth traffic source that you should be using for your dropshipping store, this one I call blog banner ads. What are blog banner ads? Well, this is when you go to different industry sites that already has your audience. So again, let's say you're selling stand-up desks. We're just gonna stick with that one because why not? Let's keep it rolling. You go on Google and search for something like ergonomic furniture blogs or ergonomic furniture design or ergonomic furniture ideas. And you open all the different search results that pop up that contain different blog posts and content pieces that people are reading that might be interested in this case, ergonomic furniture, like a stand-up desk. What you do is reach out to all of the publishers that are putting this content out and ask them if you can advertise on their website, most likely a blog. The reason I call these blog banner ads is because the way these media buys typically work is you'll get a little graphic spot on the sidebar of these blogs where you can create an image with a little marketing message that will link directly to your store, maybe your top selling products, and that will allow you to capture this traffic that's already interested in what it is you have to sell. And again, this is not going through any ad platform. This is going straight to the source that is publishing this content. Now, something similar but slightly different, number seven here, is influencers. In 2023, you've probably heard of influencer marketing by now, but what you want to do here is similar to what we do for blog banner ads. Instead of reaching out to things that come up as buying guides and whatnot, you're looking for YouTube channels, Instagram pages, you're looking for anyone with a social presence that has your audience, and you're inquiring about advertising directly with them. Again, direct media buy-in. Now let's move on to the eighth traffic source that everybody can use to get more traffic to their dropshipping store, and that is refer-a-friend systems or affiliate marketing. So you can do this through many different apps in the Shopify App Store. One of my go-tos is called Refersion. And the way this works is if people want to promote your store and do it to earn commissions, they simply sign up through your store's affiliate program. They get a unique link that they can use. They can send it to their family and friends and coworkers and the guy behind the cashier at Starbucks. And if somebody uses that link and buys from you, then that person earns a commission. You decide how much that commission is. Another great way to drive traffic to your dropshipping store, so you're not sitting there staring at real-time Google Analytics with zero people on site. The ninth traffic source that I want to talk about here is actually a free one that I do encourage beginners that don't have a big advertising budget to use. And this is Craigslist posting. Couple things here. One is you have to be very careful with this because if you just go and spam Craigslist all over with links to your store, they're going to get taken down because you're not allowed to do that. However, you can do this in a, let's call it crafty way, that will keep your postings safe and that will get you qualified traffic. Now, what I encourage you to do here is go to Craigslist in major cities in the country where you do business. For me, that might be Manhattan and that might be Los Angeles, and then create postings for what it is you have to offer. For example, you guessed it, stand-up desks. Post a link saying you have many styles and variations in stock that ship in X amount of days, 2 to 3 days, and to contact you at this email address for more information. It's a great way to get leads that are currently ready to buy and looking for deals on Craigslist. And when you're just starting out, out and you don't have a big ad budget to spend, or you don't have the time to wait for Google organic traffic to really catch on, it's a great way to get the ball rolling, get some sales in that are extremely profitable, where you can then reinvest that money, that profit, into paid ads to keep that snowball rolling, to keep your momentum, and to grow your store profitably. Number 10, extremely similar to number 9, but this one is Facebook Marketplace, where we're doing the same thing that I just mentioned for Craigslist, except we're doing it on Facebook Marketplace. Again, don't go spamming your link all over Facebook, because just like with Craigslist, it will get taken down if you get too aggressive with how you are posting. And again, this is something I really only encourage people to do when they're just getting started, because the other traffic channels, especially the paid ones, are where you can really gain a ton of traffic and momentum quickly, because the scale of how much traffic is available from those channels that are paid compared to something like these marketplaces is night and day. So start this way if you need to, then scale into the bigger traffic channels when you have that budget. We just talked about 10 different traffic sources, but again, I want to give you 13. But for the next three, we're going to put them in a different category, because everything we just talked about is really how you're going to get the main traffic, the cold audiences, the people looking for what you have to sell to find you. But even if you do a great job of one of these or all of these, not everybody that visits your store is going to buy. Sorry to break the news. So what's going to happen is people are going to leave without buying. But if you brought them in from the right type of searches originally, then you know they're still qualified. And now your job is to bring them back to complete their order, to turn them from a previous website visitor into a customer. So the next three traffic sources I want to share with you for your dropshipping store are all ones that we use for remarketing. Remarketing meaning bringing people back to complete their orders. Now the first one, or number 11 in the grand scheme of things here, is Meta ads. Meta includes Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. It includes the Facebook Audience Network, which is basically all over the internet at this point. And this is a great way to instantly get people that were just looking at your stuff to come back and buy. And before we move forward, I just want to let you know that all of these traffic sources I could speak about for days, which is why module 6, Get Traffic in the Dropship Blueprint, is so in depth. And I'm not obviously doing that in this video, because it's going to be probably 15 minutes long. So just know, if you want in-depth training on any of these, go to module 6 of the Dropship Blueprint if you're a member. If you're not a member yet, I don't know why, you should sign up. I'll post the link under this also. But if you just want some more free content from me, I'll do my best to link up related resources below this video as well. Okay, with that being said, once you have meta ads in place, a small dynamic remarketing budget, bringing people back to complete their orders, you also want to run dynamic ads on the Google Display Network. Google Display Network is all over the internet. I forgot the current number, but almost any major site you go to will be showing Google Display ads on it. And through your Google Ads account, you can create what are known as dynamic Google Display ads. And they work just like Meta dynamic ads, where if somebody goes to your store today and leaves 5 minutes later without buying, and they go on CNN.com, they will see little images of the different products they looked at on your store, with links sending them right back to buy. A lot of people use Meta ads for remarketing and neglect Google Display Network. Don't sleep on that. Get it set up. And with small budgets, because these are remarketing to people that already found you, and this will have some of your best return on ad spends that you see amongst all of these traffic channels. Okay, let's move in to lucky number 13. We'll flip things here. And this one is email marketing. Again, you're using at least 10 different traffic sources to drive quality traffic to your store. It's your job, once they find you, to get them to buy. If they go to leave without buying, which most people will do, you want to capture their email address. We do this through exit intent overlays using a platform known as Klaviyo. We also do this through people abandoning their carts by filling out step 1 and not step 2 of the order process. And all of these people go into our email database so we can follow up with abandoned cart campaigns and monthly promotions. These are all ways, guys, that you can use to drive traffic to your store. Again, if you got value from this video, as always, please give it a like and comment value below. I would also love to know if you're using any traffic channels outside of this and how they are working for you. So leave a comment with that. And with that being said, I will be back next Monday with another episode. So be sure you subscribe, and I'll see you then. See everybody.